views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Well, I just want to kind of review the June 2007 issue of Reader's Digest. This is an issue of Reader's Digest you will not find in your doctor's or your dentist waiting rooms. The cover title is Seven Things You Can Do to Prevent Hospital Mistakes. And the first thing, of course, is not to go to the hospital. I'd say probably 85% of the reasons that people go to the hospital are unnecessary. Also, being a pathologist by training and background experience, 65% of the victims, I'll call them victims, that die in a hospital, 65% of the people who die in a hospital were not there being treated for the thing that killed them. The diagnosis was missed so badly, they're being treated for some superficial thing, and the thing that really was the thing that was making them ill was not diagnosed properly or even treated at all. So how do you prevent this? Well, last night, we actually gave a presentation in the pharmacy of an alternative pharmacist in Palm Springs, California, at about 70 people. There was a great little meeting, and this guy sells longevity products and all of Dr. Wallach's books in his pharmacy, a great guy, and he is kind of a new breed of pharmacist. These guys, when people come in and say, Dr. Mort, you know, just like the old Archie comics, they call the pharmacist Doc. It's an affectionate doc, whether they have a PhD or not, they just call him Doc. And they say, you got something for arthritis, because people do not want to go to the medical doctor anymore. They know the medical doctor is going to push the pill. They know the medical doctor is going to push the surgery. They know that there's a risk that the medical doctor will damage them or injure them with the drugs or with surgery. And so people are looking for a lesser option. And one of the guys in the front row last night, so when I was revealing all the terrible things that the medical system and medical doctors and the medical trade does to their patients, their customers, he says, well, what else are we going to do? Where are we going to go? And, of course, that was the gist of my lecture, is that we as individuals have to take responsibility. We have to begin to do more and more ourselves. And, of course, the pharmacist, it gave everybody a list of all the tests that are available without having to go to the doctor to get an occult blood test to see if you have blood in your bowel movement. You don't have to go get a colonoscopic examination with a risk of puncturing your colon, and, you know, $1,200, when for, you know, like, I don't know, $6, you can do your own occult blood test, which is actually more accurate than a drunk doctor looking in there. And then they have the urine test strips that have multiple tests on it for like $1.50. You can test and see if you have sugar, blood, infection, protein, ketone bodies, whatever in your blood, or excuse me, in your urine sample. And then you can get pregnancy tests for like 99 cents, which are as accurate or more accurate than what a doctor will do without having to pay $500 for a special physical and all this, that, and the other. You just urinate on the strip. Put the test strip in your urine sample. You can find out if you're pregnant for 99 cents. You can get test strips to find out your blood sugar, your blood cholesterol levels, all this stuff. And the pharmacists are doing more and more tests. They give you free blood pressure tests. They give you free blood sugar tests and so forth. They sell blood pressure kits they sell, stethoscopes, all this stuff in the pharmacies, 95% of what people are now going to the medical doctor for, you can do yourself with a little bit of equipment. I haven't been to a medical doctor with me being a patient for now more than 50 years. And so how do people say, boy, you sure are taking a risk. Well, not really. I test myself twice a year, test my blood, test my urine. I can go in anytime and get my blood pressure, my pulse checked by a machine free from these discount stores or these, I guess they're all discount stores. You go to the pharmacy in and they have these seats, sit in and the chair does your blood pressure. I'm on the road a lot. I just run in and do that. And so it's not like I'm neglecting monitoring what's going on. And so I've been monitoring myself, and all of these tests are available for you. Go into your pharmacist and ask them for a list of tests you can do yourself, you can get from the pharmacy without a prescription, and it'll blow your mind. It'll blow your mind. For $1.50 a test, in fact, the urine test, you get like 10 test results for $1.50. I mean, it sure beats the $20 copayment, and then your insurance rates go up because you have like $800 worth of tests once a year for your annual physical and all that stuff. Absolute nonsense. These doctors should be put in jail for all this stuff. Misdiagnoses, you want second and third opinions. That was the gist of this Reader's Digest article. And when I was doing pathology work at the Yerkes Regional Primate Center in Atlanta, Georgia, many years ago, and I actually took a biopsy of a pancreas to a tumor board at Grady Memorial Hospital. These are 12 experts going to determine whether or not you get your prostate removed or your breast removed, your colon removed, you have cancer, you don't have cancer, whatever. And I gave them the pancreas of an infant monkey. I purposely let in the islet of Langerhans, which is the key figure. I mean, you see that thing, you know there's nothing else like it. It's a pancreas. I left it in there. They couldn't miss it. They told me it was cancer. And all it was a little piece of pancreatic biopsy from a six-month-old monkey. It's really cancer. 11 out of the 12 said it was cancer. I said, well, what kind of cancer is it? Well, we don't exactly know. It's from someplace else. This is metastatic cancer from someplace else. Whatever it is, remove it. I said, okay, you're talking about a normal pancreas here. He said, oh, they missed it by 1,000 miles. That's the tumor boards at one of the finest, quote-unquote, hospitals on the East Coast of America in Atlanta, Georgia. Scary stuff, and so we have to take responsibility, begin to do things ourselves, get a hold of that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy, and do 95% of what your doctor will do, and you can do it cheaper, safer, and more effectively. We'll be back.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. Think about tropical sun, tropical wind, tropical breeze. Think about the things that grow very easily there and how good they are. One of those things would be the noni. The noni fruit is just so good for so many things. Now, maybe you can't get to the tropics, and maybe you can't get out underneath the old palm tree. But what you can do is you can call your longevity distributor, and you can actually get some wonderful things called noni goose juice. It's wonderful. It's a great immune system builder. It's good for so many things. Think noni goose juice and give us a call. Do it now. Because we want you to be a happy camper and think you're on the tropical beach in the nice tropical breeze.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local longevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
The drive is made to the basket, a high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up. The shot is blocked. Here they come now. Theo running the lane. Pass goes to Theo Ratliff for the slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and two-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Youngevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing.
Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Youngevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Youngevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And if you need to lose 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, contact your Youngevity associate and ask for the book, Hell's Kitchen. The subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, Cure of Obesity. Ask for your free copy of the CD, Hell's Kitchen. You buy the book. It also talks about type 2 diabetes and the metabolic syndrome. If you want the real story, not just another ho-hum low-carbohydrate diet, you need to understand the basic root cause of obesity, being overweight, mineral deficiencies. It's easy to lose the weight and maintain the weight loss you achieve. Hell's Kitchen, the book. Get your free copy of the CD by the same title, Hell's Kitchen. Okay, Doug, what pearls of wisdom do you have for us today?
Well, this alludes to what you were talking about during your monologue, and that is these surgeries and things where they get things wrong and then end up someone ends up in a bad way because of it. Headline of this ABC News story that was reported on Good Morning America, mastectomy mistake. You don't have cancer. And what this is referring to is a woman by the name of Derry Eason. She underwent a double mastectomy after she was told she had breast cancer. After the surgery, she learned she never had cancer
at
all.
How soon after the surgery? Did they say how soon after the surgery?
They weren't specific about that, but what she did say on Good Morning America was, I remember the words, you don't have breast cancer, you never did.
Oh, my God.
And this, the state did a report then on the lab that actually did the lab work, and they blamed the mix-up on a former technician for CBL Path Lab who mislabeled the biopsy results, and they say this technician cut corners, and CBL Path Medical Lab is quoted as saying, the New York State Department of Health found no systematic problems and no deficiencies were cited against the lab. And, of course, this poor woman is now filing a lawsuit against the laboratory. And the main thing that the thrust of this whole story is to get a second biopsy. And they go on to talk about these preventable medical mistakes, and they say studies.
Or even a second opinion on the same biopsy.
Or even a second opinion on really anything, you know. And they say studies show that between 40,000 and 100,000 Americans die every year from improper medication errors or die on the surgery table because of some mistake that was made. And, you know, the one thing about this story is that the person who actually had the cancer was told they didn't have cancer until later on, and who knows how long they went with untreated cancer before they found out they really had the cancer.
Now, there was a couple of Hollywood movies made of those things where the guy's told you only have like 3 months to live, you know, and he gives away his fortune.
Right, right. Yeah, you're exactly right. There has been a couple of movies like that where he's told that he's, you're not going to make it more than 6 months, gives everything away, and then finds out, whoops, oh, that was a lab mistake, and you're now broke, and you don't have a job, and you don't hardly have anything going for you. Another thing I wanted to talk about today is this one I found sort of appalling, and it is that in recent years, 56% increase in the use of heartburn drugs by children. Now, this comes from Medco Health Solutions. They are a benefits management company. And what they were looking at was data from 02 to 06, and they said that more than 2 million U.S. children ages 18 and under are using drugs for digestive or gastrointestinal complaints, and that was last year alone.
Well, that's pretty scary, Doug, because when you use these drugs for GERD and gastrointestinal reflux and quote, stomach acid problems, unquote, because they neutralize stomach acid to prevent the production of it, you cannot digest protein, you cannot absorb B12, you cannot either absorb significantly reduction in the ability to absorb minerals or even total loss of the ability to absorb minerals. These kids are going to wind up with a high rate of hypertension, diabetes, arthritis, osteoporosis, thyroid problems, on and on and on.
Yeah, but look at all the drugs that'll sell.
Exactly. Well, these doctors should be put in jail.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And one of the things they're blaming it on, they say it may be obesity because this rise in, or as they're calling it, the obesity epidemic in children happened at about the same time. And they say that heartburn is a common complication with being overweight. But one of the other things that happened in that same time frame is the fact that these drugs, these, as they call them, these proton pump inhibitors, were approved for use in children during the study time period.
By the FDA, right?
By the FDA. So once they were approved for kids, then gee whiz, what a surprise that the prescription usage went up 56%.
Well, not too surprising. And again, when you have kids that are obese, it's a mineral deficiency, parents out there. It's a mineral deficiency. Don't get these kids on these drugs. Get them on vitamins and minerals and watch what happens. Their weight comes down, they're healthier, they're more alert. It's amazing what you can do as parents and grandparents. Stop the madness. No more drugs for kids. We'll be back after these messages.
And we do have open lines. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, give us a call on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Lines open.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chew. And besides that, they're not as good as Tangy Tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy Tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems.
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you're interested in a colon cleanse, blood cleanse, liver cleanse, you know, in the classical herbal way, you want to ask your Youngevity associate for Herbal Rainforest. Herbal Rainforest has 16 herbs, 16 cleansing herbs, classic cleansing herbs, and 77 plant minerals. That's right, and these are all organic. It doesn't get any better than that. In your busy day, and you're around all these toxins out there, in your workplace, on the way home, going to work, in your food, in the air, in the water, you need Herbal Rainforest. I guarantee you, it will give you a cleanse. You can control the dose. It's a liquid. It tastes good. It doesn't get any better than this. A colon that's happy makes you happy. Nothing better than a happy colon. Herbal Rainforest. Clean it out.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And I believe that Americans are ready for Youngevity. Americans are ready for Youngevity. We are the Home Depot, the AutoZone of the health industry. And if you're the individual who does it yourself, if you want to take responsibility for your health and the health of your family, contact your Youngevity associate and ask for the trilogy of books, As for the trilogy books, Leslie Doctor, Leslie Herbal Doctor, The Passport to Aromatherapy, and Get On With It. You can do 95% of what a doctor will do if you can read the fifth grade reading level and make oatmeal cookies from a recipe. Contact your Youngevity associate and ask for the trilogy of books. Again, that's Leslie Doctor, Leslie Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Ashford, Alabama, and Rose, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Rose, you're on the air.
Hi, I am dealing with possible celiac disease, and okay. I got some information on getting a DNA blood test on that. Or not a blood test, the
okay.
cells from
yeah,
the inside
really,
of the teeth.
You really don't need a blood test. I don't find them very useful, very accurate. The best way to deal with celiac disease is just not eat wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats for a month, and go to rice and baked potatoes with butter as a source of carbs if you need them, And if you stay away from wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats for a month, oftentimes many symptoms that you have will either improve or get better or whatever, go away, some of them. And this has to do with the old macrobiotic diet. Are you old enough to remember the old macrobiotic diet?
I've read a little bit
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, well, the macrobiotic diet uses primarily rice and brown rice. It was also called the brown rice diet. And when people had all these different illnesses, hypertension and diabetes and arthritis and back problems and thyroid problems, and they'd go on the macrobiotic diet during the hippie days. It was a matter of giving up wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats in all its forms, cereals and breads and Pop-Tarts and waffles and pancakes, et cetera, and spaghetti, and go to the brown rice and all the veggies. And many people just get better with most of their health problems by giving up wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats. When you test the blood, I don't know, something like 20% of the people with celiac disease get through the system. They still have celiac disease, but the doctor will say, well, you don't have it. And then they die 50 years before their time because they did not get off of wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats. And I like the simple action test, I call it, where you just give it up for a month. Eat rice and baked potatoes with butter and lots of vegetables and animal protein. It's actually better to throw in the mighty 90, the 90 essential nutrients, either the Pig Pack or the Pig Pack Plus, or even better yet, you can start out really light, very economically. You can go to the Ultimate Classic, which is a liquid multiple with 130 nutrients, or the Ultra Body Toddy, another liquid multiple we have with 130 nutrients, and the EFAs. And those two products, just one of the liquid multiples and the EFAs, will give you all the known essential nutrients. Get off of wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats for a month. And, again, use rice and baked potatoes and butter if you want carbohydrates. And see what happens. The odds are you're going to get better if you even have a remote suspicion you have celiac disease. And what I find, Rose, I get all these people come to these meetings and they say, you know, I've been to three doctors, and they've tested me for everything. And I don't have cancer. I don't have heart disease. I don't have plugged arteries. I don't have thyroid problems. I don't have this. But I just feel awful. After 10 hours of sleep, I wake up, and I'm tired. And I said, well, give up wheat, gluten, barley, rye, oats. And after 2 weeks, they feel better. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, give us a call on the toll-free line at 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552, or try us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-1080. Lines open.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, We can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells. Youngevity steps up with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density. Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And Americans are ready for Youngevity. Youngevity is the Home Depot, the AutoZone of healthcare. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, contact your Youngevity associate. Take responsibility. Ask for that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. You can do 95% of what a doctor does when you visit his office. You can do that yourself with a little bit of guidance. If you can read the fifth grade reading level, if you can make an oatmeal cookie from a recipe, you can use the trilogy of books and deal with over 900 different diseases using vitamins and minerals and trace minerals, rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, and the aromatherapy essential oils. Get that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. Doug, let's go right back to Alabama and Rose. Second question. Rose, you're on the air.
Yes. Dr. Wallach.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been on that regimen that you've been talking about, the anti-celiac eating, for 6 weeks, and I still have the neuropathy, and I still have the osteoporosis.
Okay, well, now.
And my family is showing signs of having some of the same kinds of things,
let's stop there. First of all, neuropathies and osteoporosis are not genetic. Neuropathies and osteoporosis and arthritis are not genetic. They're simple nutritional deficiency diseases. Now, you appreciate that when you have celiac disease, you're not going to absorb nutrients. And so that's why there's so many diseases involved with people that have celiac disease, and this is one of the reasons why doctors miss it so badly. Because when you have neuropathies, they'll say, well, I'll just send you to the neurologist. They don't realize you have a neuropathy because you have deficiencies because you can't absorb these nutrients. You have osteoporosis because you can't absorb the nutrients. Now, once you get off of the wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats, you still have to supplement to get these nutrients so you can rebuild the disc between the vertebrae. Especially, are these neuropathies in your feet?
Yes.
Yeah, do you have burning or numbness or what?
Yes.
Do you have burning or numbness or both?
Both,
okay.
More burning than numbness.
Okay, now this is almost always a back problem, usually degenerative disc disease, bone spurs, osteoporosis of the lumbar vertebrae. And so what do you weigh, Rose?
Pardon?
What do you weigh? How much do you weigh?
Oh, 120, almost.
Okay, almost 120, okay. Well, what I want you to do, in addition to getting off of wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats, which you say you've already started, I want you to do something simple. Get on either the Ultimate Classic or the Ultra Body Toddy. I want you to take a tablespoon twice a day, which is a half ounce twice a day, a tablespoon of breakfast and a tablespoon of dinner. I want you to get the liquid calcium. It has 80 nutrients in it, including vitamin D and vitamin K and sulfur and silica and 77 certified organic plant minerals. I want you to take a tablespoon of the OsteoFX liquid calcium at breakfast, a tablespoon at dinner. Then I want you to get the glucogel, the 240-count bottle of glucogel, and I want you to take three of those at breakfast, three at dinner, the glucogel, and I want you to stay away from carbonated drinks also, and then call me in 30 days after you start all this and give me a progress report on that one, okay? Because those you need to take in these extra nutrients, allow your body to rebuild itself. When you support and promote maintenance repair, it takes nutrients. It takes raw materials. You have to supplement with those. It'll take too long. It'll take you 6 months to get it out of your food if you're lucky. You might be eating food that doesn't even have it in it. And I know you have a lot of good fried foods in Alabama, so I want you to give up all fried foods. No fried foods, no fried okra, no fried tomatoes, no fried shrimp, no fried eggs, no fried chicken, no fried fish, no chicken fried steak, nothing fried, nothing. All right? And then call me in 30 days after you start all this. Be sure you're supplementing for the Mighty 90, the 90 essential nutrients. Get off that wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats. And then call me in 30 days and let me know how this neuropathy is doing. Let me know how the osteoporosis is doing. And if you have pain, you can use the CM cream topically anywhere in your body, muscles, joints, or bones. Just apply the CM cream topically and you'll be a new woman. We'll be back after these messages.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And if you need to lose 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, contact your Youngevity associate and ask for that book, Hell's Kitchen. The subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, and Cure of Obesity. It also discusses type 2 diabetes and the metabolic syndrome. This is not just another ho-hum, low-carbohydrate diet book. This goes into the cause, the history, the technology, the people, and the policies involved with creating the epidemic of people in America being overweight and obese, including kids. What you want to do is get this book, Hell's Kitchen, ask for your free copy of the CD by the same title, Hell's Kitchen, and you'll know how to not only lose weight, but also how to maintain the weight loss you achieve. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Alabama, and Ruth, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Ruth, you're on the air.
Dr. Wallach, I have two questions.
Okay.
I've had leg problems that can't be diagnosed by any doctor anywhere, Mayo Clinic and so forth.
Okay, what leg problems?
They just ache. They hurt internally, just a real hurt inside.
I'm assuming they did vascular tests to make sure you didn't have plugged arteries.
They did. They say my circulation, my nerves, and everything is okay. They cannot explain why.
Okay, now, is this in the upper legs?
Mostly in the calves.
In the calf muscle, okay.
Yeah, and I also have red blotches over my legs, three different kinds. And I heard on the Chicago TV that if you've had this type thing after an MRI with dye, call this number, and I didn't get the number down. And I wondered if you knew anything about that. It sounds like a class action lawsuit. I have had several MRIs with dye because I have three aortic aneurysms.
Okay. Do you have gray hair?
Yes, silver. I'm 73,
silver.
Caucasian.
Well, we wouldn't want gray hair. It's silver. Okay, good. Now, how old are you, dear?
73, and I weigh 150 pounds.
Okay, good girl. You're right where I need you to be. Okay. Now, these aneurysms are where? In the aorta, where are they at?
I have a thoracic that's a 5.2 centimeters by 5.1 centimeter, and two in my abdomen that are a 4-point-something each.
Okay, they're all in that zone where doctors are going to think about wanting to do surgery.
Yes, sir. I have to have these tests frequently to see if the thoracic one has enlarged, especially.
Yeah. Okay. Copper deficiency will actually result in gray hair, and copper deficiency also results in aneurysms, spider veins, varicose veins, hemorrhoids, and aneurysms. And, of course, one of my favorite Nobel Prize winners, Albert Einstein, had gray hair, white hair, silver hair, and he died at age 76 of a ruptured aortic aneurysm, which is not a simple, but it is a copper deficiency. There are other cofactors necessary to optimally utilize the copper. And so here's what I'm going to recommend for you. All right, so you have your pen and paper available?
Ready to write, yes.
Okay, ready to write. What I want you to do is start out with a platform of a mighty 90. Whenever doctors can't quite figure it out, the first place you need to look is nutritional deficiencies. And they've done all these tests, and they've identified some aneurysms, but they're not going to cause the achiness in your legs. But there's other things going on there, perhaps, that they don't see on an MRI or CAT scan. It could be biochemical or whatever, and I'm not even going to try and go there. But what I would recommend, you cannot go wrong by starting with the Mighty 90, some form of the 90 essential nutrients, and a simple one, one that is economically viable is either the Ultimate Classic liquid multiple that has 130 nutrients in it, or the Ultra Body Toddy, a different liquid multiple that has 130 nutrients in it. There's a little taste difference, but they're very similar in content, Ultra Body Toddy or Ultimate Classic. And a gal your size, I would take a tablespoon three times a day, especially since you have aneurysms and white hair. I would take a tablespoon three times a day. It's a tablespoon with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So that means you're going to go through a bottle and a half a month. Three bottles will cover you for 2 months of either one, not both of them, but one or the other, of either the Ultimate Classic or the Ultra Body Toddy. I also would want you to take the EFAs, get the large 180-count bottle of EFAs, so you can take three in the morning with breakfast, three in the evening with dinner. I also would like you to take the ultimate selenium, take two at breakfast, two at dinner. It has extra copper in it, plus extra cofactors necessary for the copper to work properly. And then one of the secret ingredients is at bedtime, I want you to take the HGH. It's a longevity product, HGH. I want you to take that six of those capsules at bedtime, six of the HGH capsules at bedtime with a full glass of water. And I want you to take the ultimate enzymes. Take two of those, like 1 or 2 minutes before each meal with a full, well, not a full glass of water, but a couple ounces of water. Give up fried foods, margarines, cooking oils. Give up burnt meats, anything that's going to either indirectly or directly produce free radicals. And then call me every couple of weeks. Let me know how your hair color is doing. Let me know how this obscure discomfort in the legs that they can't pinpoint what's going on there. Let's find out if you're seeing any benefit from this. Don't wait any longer than 2 weeks. Call me in 2 weeks and say, yeah, there may be something positive going on there, or there may not be anything happening. Let me know either way, and we'll kind of walk through this together. And let's just see if we can help you out here. The aneurysms, I'm glad they're monitoring them. You actually should be monitored once a month, not twice a year. You should be monitored once a month. Because once you get up above 3.5 centimeters, you're really in danger of those things rupturing. When you get over 5, you said the one in your chest is 6.
I know it's 5.3 by 5.2.
Okay, yeah, well, you get one that's over 5.
Thoracic.
Yeah, yeah. You get one over 5 centimeters, you're at high risk for that thing rupturing.
They had a new procedure that they were waiting to come out before they do surgery on it.
Well, you know what? I would not be the first one in line for a, quote, new procedure, unquote.
I thought about that, too.
Yeah. You don't want to be a guinea pig with major vascular surgery because you want to say, well, how many people didn't make it? You say, well, 50% don't make it. Well, that's not, yeah, don't go there.
I hate hospitals and doctors. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, you're my kind of girl. But anyway, get on this little program and then call me no longer than 2 weeks. You're welcome to call me twice a day if you want, but don't wait any longer than 2 weeks and give me a progress report, will you?
Okay, let me ask you one more thing.
Yes, ma'am. Same question.
The cardiologist wanted to do a cardiocatheterization on me. And my daughter, who has a master's degree in nursing, said, Mama, please don't do that.
Yeah, well, they can tell you the same thing with an ultrasound or an MRI. With you having an aneurysm, you do not want to have a catheterization.
That's what she said.
Yep, you're at high risk of some real serious...
A little bobbling, I'd be dead, wouldn't I?
That's right.
Okay, yeah, ultrasound...
They stick that probe up into that aorta, which they want to do by doing a cardiac catheterization,
uh-huh.
What's going to happen is they're going to puncture that aneurysm.
That's what she said.
Yep, that's Murphy's Law.
Ultrasound and what would do the same?
Say again?
Ultrasound and what would do the same as the catheterization?
Ultrasound and MRI, CAT scan, any of those things are harmless, and I would go that direction. But I wouldn't have them use contrast dye. Just do a plain ultrasound.
Could the contrast dye cause the leg pain and the spots on my legs? I've got 3 different kinds.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen the spots. I'd have to see the spots on your legs. I'd ask a dermatologist.
They call it granuloma annulare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sort of stuff won't be caused by the dyes.
How do you get rid of it?
Okay, well, let's see what happens here when you get on these nutrients.
Huh?
Okay, call me in 2 weeks after you get on these nutrients. Let's see. I want a progress report.
Today's 4th of October. I'll call you in 2 weeks.
Okay, you got it, girl. Thank you so much. Okay, Doug, we got time here or are we right to the break? Well, that answers that question.
There you go.
Stick with us. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Longevity Way on Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And a caller after these messages.
And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach, give us a call on the priority line at 831-685-1080 or try us toll-free at 888-379-2552. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach.
6 a.m., time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got two?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah? What's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucogel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi everyone, Judy DeVilbiss here. I wanted to tell you a little bit about a really incredible product we have. It's very unique. It's different than any other product. It's called the Tally. It's an ultimate juice loaded with antioxidants. And let's face it, we all need that to help get rid of all the free radicals and all the things in our body trying to cause us to have cancer. The Tally is just absolutely loaded. And they make all of these beautiful things in there strictly from 14 fruits and vegetable extracts. No products are as great as this. I drink it myself, and you know something? It's one of the healthy products that absolutely tastes delicious. People that drink wine think it's as good as or better than wine. People that do not take alcohol into their system think that this is absolutely the most delicious thing they've ever had. So think about this. A healthy drink tastes delicious. You can use it like wine. Why not?
To order great-tasting Vitali, call your local Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And Doug, let's go right to callers.
Let's go right to Arkansas. And Sue, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Sue. You're on the air.
Hi, I have a 19-month-old grandson who lives in Ohio and has been having problems with bronchiolitis. He was in the hospital 5 months ago. Now he's had some more problems, and they put him on Albuterol 2 times a day, breathing treatments, and also now he had another problem. They put him on Pulmicort as preventative measures 4 times a day. And I read something in one of your brochures, something about magnesium. Is this what deficiency he would probably have?
Okay, well, how much does this little guy weigh?
I'm not real sure, but I think it's 22 or 23 pounds.
Okay, so let's just say 25 pounds. Okay, very good. Is he wheezing, like it's almost an asthma thing, or is he just coughing all the time?
Well, they're trying to say they would consider it asthma if he had this 3 times. Well, this is the 3rd time now.
Okay, well. Is he drinking cow's milk or a formula?
He's on breast milk, but she does give him cow's milk some. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'd get him off the cow's milk.
Okay.
Number one. That's just a good start. Just a by guess and by gosh, I'd just get him off the cow's milk. That means no cheese, no cow's milk, no yogurt, no ice cream made with cow's milk. You can, you know, look for a good source of goat's milk if you want. But what I would do is give him the 90 essential nutrients. I'd give him a teaspoon and a half of the Ultra Body Toddy with breakfast and a teaspoon and a half of the Ultra Dinner. I'd give him a teaspoon and a half of the Osteo FX at breakfast, a teaspoon of the Osteo FX with dinner. And then I would give him two EFAs for breakfast and two EFAs for dinner. He's not quite big enough to swallow them or chew them up, so you're going to have to puncture them. And I would put the liquid inside these two capsules at breakfast on like a half-inch square of white bread.
Uh-huh.
And then let him just eat that as kind of a treat, and it tastes like walnuts. He'll like it. I would also do the same thing in the evening with dinner. Puncture two of those EFA capsules. So you're going to have to get the 180-count large bottle of the EFAs and put those on a little half-inch square of white bread. Let him chew that up. Or if he doesn't like that, you can put it in with a little bit of applesauce or something, whatever he likes better. And usually, when you give more of the omega-3 essential fatty acids along with a mineral complex, which is in the Ultra Body Toddy, you're getting all the magnesium and the manganese and all that stuff. But if you just give those things without the omega-3s, if you give that without all the other cofactors that you're going to find in that Ultra Body Toddy, you're not going to have the full success you're looking for. And I believe you're going to see a huge benefit here. When you give, especially a kid, they just turn around very quickly. You give them the raw materials to support and promote healthy cardiovascular function, to support healthy metabolism, to support healthy respiratory function, healthy pulmonary function. You're going to see a different kid. You're going to see a different kid. I hate it when they give kids cortisone because they just don't quite know what to do for them. They give them all these drugs because they just don't know quite what to do for them. We're talking about a 19-month-old kid here, and I would get him on the nutrients, and let's see what happens in 2 to 4 weeks on the nutrients. Call me every 2 weeks after you get him started. Again, the Ultra Body Toddy, the Osteo FX, and the EFAs. The liquids, the Ultra Body Toddy and the Osteo FX, it's a teaspoon for 20 pounds of body weight just for maintenance. Well, because he has a clinical problem, I'd up it just a little bit, so he's going to get a teaspoon and a half at breakfast and a teaspoon and a half at dinner. Or, since he's not in school, you could control it. You could give him a teaspoon 3 times a day. That would be the same thing. A teaspoon with breakfast, a teaspoon with lunch, and a teaspoon with dinner. Whichever fits the schedule, whatever the kid likes. And then give him 2 of those EFAs at breakfast, 2 in the evening. With dinner, I would puncture him. Make sure he gets the liquid and either white bread or applesauce, whatever is better suited for him. Get him off the cow's milk dairy, and maybe he may not even need dairy at all since he's being breastfed. And thank you so much. Let me hear from you, Sue. We want to take care of these little kids. Thank you, everybody. Great testimonies, great questions today. Thank you so much, Doug and Rick. Superlative job, as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless the troops, and God bless America.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.